It is Review Extra, Neil Atkinson with Dan Morgan and with Sean Rogers. We're going to do three things across this show. One is, the plan was always to talk about Leeds versus Manchester United more than anything else, but events sometimes overtake you. We're doing this on Tuesday morning and Manchester United, obviously, on Monday, part of company with Ruben Amorim. So talking about Ruben Amorim's approach does feel a little bit redundant at this point in terms of wider human knowledge. We're also going to talk about Manchester City versus Chelsea to an extent, and then I think we're going to talk in general about the Manchester United situation. But the funny thing about Sunday's game, Dan Morgan, was it's worth sort of pointing out in a number of ways the protagonists weren't Manchester United. And Manchester United are like Liverpool. Most of the time Manchester United and Liverpool play, we have main character syndrome. But the main characters, I think, were Leeds United, was Ellen Road. Leeds had made changes at Anfield to build up and ensure they were in the best possible nick. But I thought, watching the game, it was a bit of a reminder that whilst Leeds can make changes and can try to keep players fresh, they are still stuck being this season's Daniel Farke Leeds United. They didn't suddenly weren't able to play unbelievable attacking football because they'd rested a few lads. They were just more able to scrap for their lives, and that was obviously always the plan. Farke doesn't do anything particularly different. There's a lot of trying to play into Calvert-Lewin and go from there, and it takes until the second half, really, for Leeds to be able to build up a coherent head of steam.
Yeah, from a Leeds perspective, they are developing an ability to really take moments out of games and have periods of games without moments in. Yeah. And I think that is a positive, because obviously they will have to preserve as much energy as possible, you would imagine, for a run-in where they probably will be in some form of relegation battle. So, yeah, I think Leeds are happy with that as well, in terms of how they set up, who they've got on the pitch. You know, they're not committing wholeheartedly to explosive attacking talent and explosive attacking players. They're not trying to outscore opponents in a sort of Klopp Liverpool type of way. But they're never going to do that, obviously, given the situation for just coming up. So I think Farke has done well with what he's got, and we're going to come on to talk about Amorim in that sense as well, and talking about what you've got and working with what you've got is going to be quite a strong theme in this show. But I think what Farke has done is be able to harness the talents he's got at his disposal. And for this one, I think they are just happy to get those minor wins all over the pitch against Manchester United. And again, we'll probably come on to discuss them in more detail, but I think one of the big sort of tactical undoings of Amorim's era is just how much you can overload those two in midfield.